Constant Wonder Kids is a Constant Wonder podcast.
Hi, Wonder Kids. It's Paige. Have you ever been to the ocean before? If you have, what do you like to do at the beach? Some people prefer to sit on the shore, building sandcastles and collecting seashells. Others like to run into the water, jumping over waves and even swimming. I love seeing the ocean because it's beautiful and fun, but also powerful and mysterious. Our guest today knows all about the wonder of the ocean, but when she was young, the ocean seemed like a distant, unknowable place.
I grew up in Soweto in a place called Protea North in Gauteng in Johannesburg. And we grew up in a place that I would first describe as brown. So if you can picture minimal trees, minimal nature that is surrounding.
This is Zandile Ndlovu. She's from South Africa. And despite growing up far away from the sea, today she's a free diving and snorkeling instructor. While exploring the ocean, Zandile has experienced wonder and awe, and now her goal is to share the ocean with other people in her community. Growing up in South Africa, Zandile experienced a lot of inequality. For instance, the poor black families living in Zandile's neighborhoods didn't have access to affordable swimming pools where they could learn to be comfortable in the water. In fact, her first swimming experience almost ended in disaster.
In grade six, we went to our first ever multiracial school, my sister and I. And when we got to the school, they had these PE lessons. And my teacher said to the class, everybody jump into the water. And I obviously didn't know how to swim. And my first instinct was to, you know, follow instruction. And there was a girl, I'll never forget her. Her name's Trevlyn, bless her soul. She says to me, don't worry about it, get on my back. And I will swim you over to the other side. And I was like, okay, cool. And she swims us over to the other side, makes a turn. And I ended up being underwater and pretty much coming very close to drowning when my teacher got me out the water and they had to actually like get the water out of my system. Like, Zandi, are you okay? It was actually crazy.
Despite this scary first encounter, Zandile learned how to swim and continued spending time in the water. Shortly after this experience, she went to the ocean for the first time on a trip to visit her mother's family.
My mom wanted to go see her family in the Eastern Cape. And that was easily one of our biggest treks. We went to see the rest of the family, and that's where the ocean was, these big, incredible waters. And I still remember thinking this is a very wild place. We had our cousins and they would go into the water and come out, and this water was just like charging with them. The waves are like crashing ahead of them. And my sister and I run in, and you know, and we run out obviously, but there was a time that we went in and we went a little bit further. And my mother's obviously like, why are you trying to kill yourselves? Get back out. And so for us, going to the beach was always splashing in the shallows, because if the water got above your knee, the question was, why are you trying to kill yourself? If the water was at your ankle, you were doing great. You're playing at the, you know, at the perfect place. That was important, right? Because our parents don't know how to swim. There were no lifeguards on the beach. And so the idea that if anything had to happen and your body is taken, there's nothing that anybody can do. And so from a safety perspective, it was a stay within the place where I can still grab you and get you out of the water.
Even though Zandile was taught to fear the deeper water, she still wondered about the world beyond the waves.
I think the water's always been alive, right? Charged and full of energy and scary and big and massive. And in all of its big, who could have ever imagined the amount of life that lives just past her breaking point?
Years later, Zandile was a successful businesswoman in need of a break, so she booked a solo trip to Bali. This adventure ended up changing her life forever.
One of the mornings, I'm riding down to breakfast, and I hear this guy, snorkel trip, snorkel trip. And I think, hey, what is that? I've always wanted to do that. We end up getting on the boat, and I just remember the fear as the boat left the beach. I was so afraid. We eventually get to our snorkel spot and the captain says, everybody kit up. Obviously, I don't know what that means. So I'm kind of looking around to see what everybody else is doing so I can start doing it. And in the midst of this moment, this lady, I'll never ever forget her. She had a hijab on and She holds up the mask, puts it on my face, and she says, always remember, you won't be able to breathe through your nose when you have your mask on. And this is a snorkel. This is how you put it in your mouth. That's how you breathe.
With this woman's help, Zandile was able to get all of her snorkel gear on for the first time. A mask, a snorkel, which is like a tube that you breathe out of, and fins, which are like flipper shoes for your feet.
The captain says, everybody jump off. And so we jump into the water. I freak out. I'm drowning. It's a whole mess. I think the biggest fear was that my feet couldn't touch the ground, right? There's just so much going on. And there's a sense of calm, self to self. Calm down. Just join the group. And I just remember my first few strides following the group was awe, absolute awe. It was mind blowing. The blues were so blue. And I eventually catch up to the group, and there's these yellow fish that come up just on the surface, but bright, bright yellow. And you look down at the bottom and there's the coral, but the coral looks like it's lit up from beneath, like, but that's the sun that's like dancing on the coral bed. It was the most beautiful thing I'd seen. And then somewhere along the way, this moray eel makes its way through, and I'm just like, that looks like me. And it was easily one of the days that I will never ever forget in my life.
There under the water, Zandile felt like she found a world where she truly belonged. And after that snorkeling trip, she was determined to go back to the water over and over again. Once you learn to snorkel, the next step is learning how to scuba dive, which is when you dive deeper into the water with a tank of air on your back so that you can continue to breathe. Zandile learned how to scuba dive, but quickly she was drawn to the next step of underwater exploration, free diving.
2018, I'm on Instagram and I'm scrolling and I see these girls diving without tanks. I'd never seen anything like that before. So I'm like, what's going on here? So I go onto Google and I say diving without tanks, and it says free diving, right?
Free diving is diving while holding your breath. When you free dive, you can go deep like when you're scuba diving, but without an oxygen tank. Zandile was fascinated, and soon she began taking free diving classes.
The first free diving course, you need to be able to hold your breath for a minute and a half, right? You're learning to hold your breath. You're learning to do dynamic breath holds, which is you swimming underwater.
When free diving, you don't just hold your breath. You hold your breath and move at the same time. How long do you think you can hold your breath? Zandile's record is pretty impressive to me.
4 minutes 45, and even more is possible. Like, I think the lady's record at a point was 8 minutes, and I think that's like 9 minutes now. It's grown.
Wow, imagine being able to hold your breath for 9 minutes. That's amazing. Free diving isn't just about holding your breath, though. You also have to learn to withstand pressure as you go deep down into the ocean. The deeper you go in the water, the more water there is on top of you pushing down. So that you can keep track of where you are on your dive, you're clipped to a line, like a rope, that plunges into the ocean. At the end of the rope is a tennis ball that catches your lanyard and keeps you from going any deeper into the sea.
When you begin your dive, you're positively buoyant.
That means that you naturally start to float up.
You dive into the water and you have to dive to about 10, 12 meters to get to being neutrally buoyant.
10 to 12 meters is about the height of a telephone pole. So once you go that deep, you stop naturally floating upwards.
And from about 12, 13 meters, you begin to just drop. Without finning, you just drop to the bottom. And that talks to the gas volumes in your body. That pressure is twice the amount of surface pressure at 10 meters, and then it just increases. In all your air spaces, you'll feel that pressure. But aside from that, once you become negatively buoyant, I don't know what it is, it feels like flying through space, and you combust and you become absolutely every planet and star that's around you. You don't have a physical being until you get to the bottom of your dive, and there you are at 30 meters, at 35 meters, and you only know you're there because your lanyard just hooked on the edge of the tennis ball at the bottom of the dive, and you're like, oh, here I am.
When Zandile is 30 meters deep, it's like she's at the bottom of a 10-story building, but under the water.
I used to be so afraid of the free fall. I could never let my body just go. But the moment you can let that free fall happen, I don't know what it is. It's just listening to the line as your fingers are just passing through it. And maybe you hear a little bit of the sea crackling, whale song. There's only you. And it feels expansive. It feels like the moon. It feels like the night sky. I don't know. It feels free.
When Zandile goes free diving, she doesn't always focus on how deep she can go. Sometimes she enjoys being near other creatures under the sea.
We're not only always free diving on the line. Sometimes we're playing and we're in the sea and you see dolphins and you're free diving with dolphins and sharks and turtles and whatever else is on the reef. I'll never forget the day I got to 20 meters because I went down with whale song. And so that entire dive was just the most beautiful song. It was our first time that we'd gotten that deep. And there were just whales that were singing the entire time. And carry on diving. And then we begin to hear these sounds around us. Whales had come to investigate what was going on because obviously they can feel our breath. They can feel our free diving. And so they were just surrounding us and they were just like blowholes all around us. It was crazy. It was beautiful. It was amazing.
Zandile's greatest goal in all of these adventures is to share the magic of the ocean with others. That's why she started the Black Mermaid Foundation, which seeks to help kids become more comfortable in the ocean.
There was this one little girl. We got to the beach, everybody, you know, we do the education, everybody kids up. And when we had to get into the water, this one girl is shaking, like she is shaking. And I'm like, it's okay, it's okay. She holds my hand. And for me, the win with every single kid is getting them to look beneath the surface because they are always afraid. And so we kind of count down to three. She looks underneath, she comes back up and she looks at me and I'm like, can we count up to three? But then we count up to five this time. And at the end of our like second or third count, she looks up and she says, it's a starfish. And I think that for me remains the story that I will never ever forget because her eyes then went from being fearful to being big and filled with wonder. That's all I ever hope to do, to just place these little coins of magic and awe around the ocean.
The awe of the ocean affects Zandile in everything that she does, whether she's helping kids, swimming with dolphins, or diving as deep as she possibly can.
I think the ocean is alive. The water holds so much energy. Wherever you go, the waters are different and they hold energy and they speak. So it is to enter into the sacred, and the sacred is the ocean.
So the next time you go to the beach, see what you can discover in the ocean waves. Even if you don't dive deep, you can enjoy the wonder of the ocean and share it with others.
Seems scary to you, but when you dive in the deep, deep blue, oh, there's so many things for you to do. So come free diving with me.
A quick word for you parents. This is Marcus Smith. I'm host of the Constant Wonder podcast, which is the source of material for Constant Wonder Kids. We made this episode because Constant Wonder contains a lot of great stuff that kids will love too, but you may be wanting more. We've got a whole episode devoted to Zandile Njovu and her underwater adventures. If you want to hear the full presentation, go find Constant Wonder wherever you get your podcasts. The episode is titled, Free Diver Welcomes All to a World of Wonder. Constant Wonder brings episode after episode in a quest to find awe and wonder in all nature, human or wild, vast or small. Make room for wonder in your world by subscribing to Constant Wonder on your favorite platform. Constant Wonder Kids was produced by Paige Crumperman Darrington, with sound design by Mitchell Towsley. Tenery Taylor is the executive producer. Constant Wonder Kids is a production of BYU Radio.